All right, well, this worked well. Let's see. So today is Thursday, November 16th, and right now stocks had four winning days in a row, but it seems that today stocks are taking a breather. So is this rally over, and how does this affect our positions? Plus, we did a new trade this morning, and we want to show you what we did and why, because today, kind of an exciting day in the markets with some earnings rolling in. Anyhow, don't want to give too much away before we get started here. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy there in a cabin in Bodega Bay is my head coach, Mark Hart. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And Mark, I kind of feel before we talk about the markets, I got to show you what I did yesterday.
All right.
So yesterday was my birthday. And so we had these puppies that I first put on the smoker and they look really, really good. And they turned out good after reverse searing them. What do you think?
Those look fantastic. you sent me a couple for the bet that I won, and I am looking forward to cooking them up next week.
Hey,
those look great, though. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. And you might lose the next bet. Let's see what's going on. So in the markets right now, we had a great few days, four winning days in a row. But then today, the enthusiasm is fizzling out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a pullback, but honestly, this is a minor drop after such a strong week and really start to November. I mean, gosh, I was looking at things and for the month of November, the S&P is up, what was it?
I would up for 7%, yeah. Somewhere like this.
Well, the 7%, yeah. The NASDAQ up almost 10% for the month.
I know. It's kind of crazy. And we see that right now the S&P is kind of struggling right around the 4,500 level, right? So
yeah.
Here we have the 4,500 level. And kind of initially it was acting right here as resistance. Yesterday it acted kind of as support. And today, markets haven't decided yet whether they're using it as support or resistance. We were trading right around the 4,500 level, which is the topic of the next bet.
It is. So we know that round numbers sometimes act as psychological support and resistance levels. And if today was the last day of the year, I would be sending you some stakes because you have hit that level smack dab on the dot. A couple weeks ago, it seemed like the markets were going to have to do some heavy lifting to get there, but now they're there with ease. There we have the stake zone, plus or minus above 4,500. But the year ain't over yet.
No, it's not over yet. And I mean, after we had CPI and PPI this week, let's take a look at the economic calendar because today, quite interesting. So first of all, unemployment claims. Oops, I haven't refreshed it. Let me quickly do this. Let me refresh it so that we see them. Because the unemployment claims came in higher than expected. Usually not a good sign, but here, this is actually what the Fed said that they want to see. They want to see a softer jobs market. And last week, 218,000 expected, 221 came in at 231. So kind of what the Fed wants.
That is what the Fed likes to see to help with their inflation objective, bringing it down. But, you know, to be honest, I think that the CPI data and PPI data that we had this week is kind of overshadowing anything that we got out today.
Yeah. Well, although the import prices, which usually is just a yellow flag report, I think this is also kind of good news feeding into the narrative of the narrative that inflation might come down, import prices, declined. I mean, they were expected to decline by 0.3% after being up 0.4% in the previous month, and they did decline 0.8%. So, I mean, CPI, good news, PPI, good news, import prices, good news. I mean, yeah. Is inflation under control?
I definitely think that the data shows that we are headed the right direction, the right way. And that, you know, just for the record, that doesn't mean that we're eliminating high prices. It means that prices are starting to come down, right? So we're not where we're at the beginning of, you know, the pandemic, but that trajectory lower is what the Fed wants.
Right. And this is what we see in the markets today. So if you look at, actually, it's super interesting today. We are looking at interest rates here, and we see that the yields are down, the two-year yield down 1.6%, the 10-year yield down 1.9%, and yet also the markets are down. And usually we see that there's an inverse relationship. Interests down usually means market up, but today, across the board, a little bit lower.
Yes, and the VIX too is basically flat for the day, down a little bit. So you're right. It seems like fear has kind of left the building right now. Traders are feeling good about things just based on the VIX, even though the markets are down a little bit based on the yields and based on the VIX. It's kind of just going back to that point that we made earlier. After such a nice run up, it's okay to have a little bit of a pullback and pause.
Yeah, and I mean, also very interesting. Stocks down, interest rates down, and also crude oil down today. Look at this. I mean, that's a pretty significant drop, almost 4%.
Yeah, we looked at crude oil before our mastermind call this morning, and I mentioned that it looks like crude oil wants to move lower, and it's done just that. So breaking through 75 right now, trading at 73.70 a barrel. I mean, gosh, if we look at support, maybe 67.50 is where we could be headed. We'll have to see, but a pretty decent slide in crude oil today.
Yeah. So other than this, we also have retailers reporting earnings. And let's first bring up Macy's. Macy's reporting earnings. And I mean, pulling back a little bit right now, but boy, this morning it was up and away for Macy's.
Honestly, it was interesting because we know that earnings season is basically over. You know, we're at the tail end of earnings season, but definitely some earnings fireworks today. And a big jump for Macy's. Nice earnings per share. Such a huge surprise there. So traders loving that. But pulling back a little bit, like you said.
Yeah, and it just because overall the markets are kind of lackluster today. I mean, we briefly looked at the 5-minute chart of the S&P, and that's where we just see, okay, we were kind of diddling around, and we talked about it this morning with our mastermind, probably diddling around a little bit lower, breaking this 4-day win streak. But we are still nicely up for the week so far. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Let's actually talk about our positions and some of the trades that we did this morning. Oh, before we do this, one more. Cisco. Cisco also reporting earnings this morning, down 11%.
Big drop for Cisco. They had guidance that fell below analyst expectations, and traders not liking that.
Yeah. So we'll see. Anyhow, so going over to PowerX Optimizer, what shall we do? Shall we first talk about the trades that we did, or shall we first run through our positions? By the way, guys, you know the drill, right? If you want to have trades, give us some likes. So this is what we show you. So maybe we give you a chance to catch up and hit the like time, the like button. Only hit it once. If you hit it twice, it disappears again. So just once. And we're showing you first what's happening with our positions, and then we'll talk about the new trades that we did. So first of all, CSIQ, I mean, CSIQ, interesting, had this massive reversal. Right now, down again, which is surprising. Interest rates are down, but stock markets are down, CSIQ down. We're still interested in flying a rescue mission and interested in flying a rescue mission at 19. So it's popping up today. Are you interested of doing it today, Mark?
You know, I was keeping an eye on this one, but It seems like the reaction to earnings is now, subdued. Yes, we're down. We dipped a little bit yesterday. But I'm liking how this is moving. However, not a whole lot of premium at 19. And I do believe that 19 is a great level to do a rescue, or even if it wants to fall a little bit lower. So I'm still watching this one. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Yeah, I agree because I would like to see it dipping below 20, and then there will be some nice juicy premium in the 19. So if you go somewhere between 19.50 and 20, that's when I think that we will have some good premiums here that helps lowering our break even and yeah, just collecting some nice fat premiums for next week, would that be?
That would be the goal.
All right. IWM, we've been talking about IWM, and here's what I did this morning. I just closed this trade at 90% of max profits. So what happened here is I sold the 169 puts, got assigned, sold the 169 calls. And so this morning I closed the covered call at 90% of max profits, leaving what, like we calculated earlier, Mark, can't remember, like $120 or $150 or something like this on the table because we saw another opportunity and I wanted to jump on this opportunity. And I have the rule that I never want to have more than five positions in my account. So since I have five positions right now with CSIQ, IWM, NEE, PNC, and UPS, that's where I wanted to make sure that I can free up one of these positions to replace it with a trade that we might show you if you give us some more likes.
NEE.
NEE, come on, little buddy. I mean, NEE today up 0.5% and just hanging in there, but still liking this trend line that was a little bit broken here. But let's see, right now it seems to be intact. So I'm rooting for NEE to pull above 60, hopefully by tomorrow. I mean, this would be a huge move, but we have seen NEE moving 3, 4, 5% in a day.
Let's do it. I love that target.
Yeah, good. All right. NEE, just so in case you're hearing me, 60 is the target for November 17th. There you go.
Perfect.
All right. Good.
Let's lend that to the board.
PNC, geez. I mean, PNC on a roll here. I mean, liking this. Let's just zoom there. So today, still up a point. I mean, pretty much unchanged, but I mean, this is a really, really decent run. Since mid of October until now, I mean, that is a 19% gain.
Yeah, and I don't want to encourage PNC to pull back, but I would have expected a little bit of a pullback here. And where it's sitting right now, I think that's showing some strength, just hanging in there after two big up days.
Loving it. Okay, UPS. Let's see what's happening with UPS. I haven't checked this morning. UPS also nice big run. Okay, down a little bit, was up earlier today, pulling back a little bit. I'm not surprised here with PNC that we are pulling back a little bit. Not with UPS after we had this
Exactly. Similar to what I was saying with PNC, it's okay to pull back a little bit, a little profit taking after a big run up. So this would be expected, but nice move last couple of days.
yeah. All right, let's see how we're doing here on likes. Oh, I think they're ready for some trades.
All right. Hey, why don't we look at CSIQ first?
With what?
CSIQ first.
We just did this. How about Cisco?
Oh, that's what I meant. That's
That's what I thought you meant.
what I meant. So, pre-market, we're running through things with our mastermind group, and we see that there are some big earnings reactions, right? And what we like to do at times is what we refer to as an earnings play, where there's a great stock, good company, stock we want to own. And there is potentially an overreaction to earnings. CSIQ or sorry, CSCO Cisco popped up, and I thought this was a solid maybe, Marcus. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, this is where we do see some support right here where it is right now. And we had some mastermind members trading the 46 puts. And I think that's a great level for Cisco. I mean, if you love Cisco as a company, the earnings, I mean, this is the other surprising thing, right? If you look at earnings, they came out actually better than expected. Let's see if we already have the earnings data here. So earnings good, right? Actual higher than the estimated. Here also revenue nice. So they provided some weaker guidance going into Q4. But if you like earning, if you like Cisco, I think that this is a good opportunity to pick it up at. I mean, earlier today, the 46 was available and we had several mastermind members jumping on it. And then actually, after 30 minutes, getting out of the trade with 80% of max profits.
Yeah, I think even the 45 popped up, if I remember correctly. Either way, I think this was a decent maybe, but we saw something we liked a little better.
We actually saw Walmart. So Walmart reporting earnings this morning and reporting earnings. And again, they were beating earnings, but also providing some weaker outlook. This is where we see it here. So they beat fiscal third quarter earnings and revenue. So they did this, but they offered a cautious outlook on consumer spending.
Yeah, and that's where when we look at the chart there, we see that there was a big drop. And I can't remember how long it's been since we had a drop like this, but I mean this is not usual or typical for Walmart. And the strikes that were available right at support that we've seen for 6 months this year.
Yeah, I mean, this is just perfect. So this is where on the scanner, it popped up at the 155 level. And that's exactly the one that we did. And usually we don't like this one day trades expiring tomorrow. But I mean, this is just too good. I got 65 cents. Right now it seems that 36 cents is available. I got 65. You actually, did you get 70 or 75?
75.
Jeez. Gotta beat me here, right? So you got 75 cents for the 155. So right now, I mean, if you think about it, you're already up 50%. I'm already up like 40, 35%, something like this. So we like it. And again, if tomorrow it stays above 155 by the close, we just got some nice juicy premium for a day. And if for whatever reason we dip below 155, I'm absolutely okay owning Walmart at 155.
Yeah, I think that Walmart's solid, and especially with this pullback, it's a nice opportunity coinciding with support. So I think this is a nice earnings play.
Yeah, and also reading a little bit into this of what they said, right? Because this is where I want to say revenue rose again on the strength of Walmart's grocery and e-commerce business. And we know that they are pushing e-commerce. And that's kind of good news for Walmart of saying, okay, so we want to somewhat compete with Amazon. And it seems that it is working because it's picking up. I mean, I don't think they will ever be a super serious competition to Amazon, but can you imagine a world without Walmart?
No.
Yeah. Again, and this we're going back to also just looking at some of Warren Buffett favorite. I believe that Walmart is one of the Warren Buffett favorites, isn't it? Not quite sure.
Yeah.
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 Anyhow, so we like this. So basically, what I did today is that I replaced my IWM with WMT, Walmart at 155, and I'm liking it a lot.
Love that. And that's exactly where you could use that 90% covered call exit tool as a way to take a new position. I was attempting that last week with IWM and getting out of Exxon. Didn't quite work out for me because I wasn't able to get into IWM before the reversal. But hey, yeah, Marcus, I think it was a great switcheroo there for you.
I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy with it. So because I collected a lot of premium here for Walmart, I think for me, annualized, it was 79%. So for you, it must be probably north of 85%. Do you know how much you got?
I didn't even look, but yeah, it was. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, we can quickly check. So Walmart, so you got 75 cents. That would be, whoa, 87% annualized.
Not too
Nice.
bad. Not
Okay.
too bad.
All right. So a few more things today. Mark, for you, this will be the last stock market update because you are already at the cabin in Bodega Bay and you're taking a few days off, which I think is fantastic. So I'll be here tomorrow and I'll be also be here on Monday. Next week is Thanksgiving week. We'll talk about it more on Monday, what to expect. If you like what we are doing here, do us a favor and give us a like. If you find this helpful and you want to share it with others, please do it. There's a share button right underneath the video. If this was your first time here, hit subscribe and the little notification bell. This way you see me popping up tomorrow because you are on a deserved vacation. Thanks for being here every day, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah. Happy trading, everybody, and enjoy the holidays.
All right. Take care.